Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
So they hid themselves amongst the trees of the garden, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" As if he didn't know. He knew. He felt it the moment it happened. He just wanted to come down and get a face-to-face and see what they have to explain. The Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." That had to hurt God's heart so badly. Once again, at least the second time around, and his perfect... Now, this isn't the male and the female that he created to replenish the earth. This is his holy man. This is his priest that he created to tend his garden, his temple. The one he intercessed with every day. Came down and walked with him in the cool of the day. Disobeyed him. And he said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" The man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree." He's passing the buck. "This woman that you gave me, she gave me a piece of the fruit. It's all your fault, God."
Yeah. Yeah.
"I was fine here for 3,000 years until she came."
Yeah.
"She gave it to me." "Yeah, yeah, I ate it because she gave it to me because you gave her to me." "Yes, your fault. And I did eat." The Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." She told the truth. The serpent lied to her. But beguiled is so much more powerful than that. It has seductive qualities to the word. Seduction. Sexual seduction. There's a lot more, and we're getting ready to get into it. The Lord God said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life." That's when he became a snake that crawled on the ground. He was a human-like creature before that. Other writings say very shiny, but humanoid. "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Okay, there. I understand where the woman's seed is going to come from. Where does the serpent's seed come from? "And I will put enmity," strife, constant battle between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Your offspring and her offspring will have a spiritual battle forever. "It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." That is a connotation for the coming Christ right there. Because it takes thousands of years for God to set this straight. When Christ died on the cross and he went to hell, he bruised the serpent's head. It took his power. But it hurt Christ physically to go through that. The body of Christ was broken. But the head, the power of the serpent, was bruised, and the power was taken away. "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over you." Okay, there. You can thank Grandma Eve for your monthly visitor, girls. And all that pain and emotional trauma. Get up every morning and thank God I'm not a woman. But there's the curse right there. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow. This is not birth pains. The Bible talks about birth pains all throughout. This is not birth pains. The sorrows, the monthly sorrows and the monthly pains that are associated with the fact that you can produce children. Will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. Sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. You will wish to rule over your husband, but he will rule over you. How many marriages have this curse going on? Who's in charge? Who's gonna make the decisions? You know, the modern woman says, it's equal. We both make the decisions. God says, no, he will rule over you, but your desire will be to rule over him. Strife. We have brought strife into the man-woman relationship. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. You know what? For however long they were in this garden, they walked, and there's all the food they could eat. I want some blueberries. Let's go over here. I want some bananas. Let's go this way. I want some apples. Let's go this way. You could run right through the forest. There was no thistles. There was no thorns. There was nothing that could hurt them. It was designed to be paradise on earth. And all you had to do was graze. You got hungry, you went and grazed. Now he says, you're going to have to grow the food. And it's not going to grow so well. It's going to be thorns and thistles. Things are going to hurt you. The thorns and the thistles are the hurts of life. Not just briars. The hurts of life. Working with farming utensils often cuts your skin. You know, you might break a finger. You might bruise a fingernail. The thorns and the thistles will come up. The hurts of life will be here, present with you now. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust thou will return. Had they not transgressed and disobeyed God, they were meant to live forever. These were the holy ones. These were God's anointed ones. These weren't the other two that we talked about, male and female, go and replenish the earth. They're already out there doing what God told them to do. What kind of covenants he has with them, there are many in this book, and we'll see those later. But this was his anointed line, which the children of Israel will emerge from. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. Okay, let's back up to verse 19. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken. What did God tell Adam when he said, you can do anything you want in this garden? Anything. Absolute freedom. But there's one rule. Do not eat of that tree over there. For the day you eat of that tree, you will die. Why didn't they die the day they ate of it? Because God didn't have it in his heart to kill them. But something must die. If you disobey, you become sinful. Blood must be shed. What did it say God did right there? Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. God killed an innocent animal to cover their sins. Yeah, they tried to cover them with fig leaves with their own hands. You cannot do anything to cover sin with your own hands. Only God can make a way to cover sin. And he killed, sacrificed the first innocent animals so that Adam and Eve didn't have to die that day like he had already said they would. The Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us. There we go. We got the us again. It's not God just talking. He's talking with others, Christ and the Holy Spirit, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. So he's God said, all right, he already ate the tree of good and evil. What if he goes over there now? Now that he has the knowledge of good and evil, what if he goes over there now, eats of the tree of life, and lives forever? I've already passed judgment on him that he will die. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Chapter 4, Book of Genesis. David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible on WBFF 97.7. This book is so amazing, but you have to read it over and over and over. You have to look at every word, every sentence. You got to analyze. You got to go back to the Hebrew. There was a monk in the 12th century that studied only the book of Genesis for years. And he came to the conclusion from the original text he studied that there are 10 dimensions in life. We know 4 of them, you know. He came to the conclusion there are 10 dimensions from reading this book in the original text. Modern science, just in the last 20 years, using the super collider over in Europe, massive physics that I have no idea how to understand. They have come to the conclusion there are at least 10 dimensions to this life. How amazing is this book? But every word matters. The meaning of every word matters. Every sentence matters. Don't just read it. You got to study it. You got to look it over and over and over. Chapter 4. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. Okay. There's a whole lot getting ready to happen, but I want to back up to verse 13. Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, I, the serpent, beguiled me, and I did eat. Sexual connotation there. Beguiled, to enchant. You know, there's so much more, and I'm going to show you why. It wasn't about just eating an apple. There was seduction there and intercourse. Believe it or not, I said it, and I'm going to back it up. Cain was of the seed of the serpent. He just said, you know, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. They're going to end up to be two children in the womb, and they're going to have two different fathers. Now, let's go to chapter 4 before you come to my door with pitchforks and torches. And Adam knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And Adam knew his wife. Okay, so what we have is when she took of the fruit of good and evil, she learned of sexuality. The serpent taught her right there. She liked it. She took it to her husband. She taught him.
I think it's odd that chapter 4 starts off, and Adam knew his wife.
And Adam. Yes, that is interesting. Every word matters.
Yes.
And Adam knew his wife. As right. If someone else knew her shortly right. Before then. Yes. That is an awesome catch there, Jonathan. And Adam also knew his wife, Eve. She conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she bare again, and she again bare his brother Abel. Okay, verse 2 is the first clue. Everybody says, oh, that was the next year. You know, she had Cain, and then apparently they copulated again, and next year she had Abel. No, you go back to the Hebrew, and it says she continued in labor. She had Cain, and then continued in labor and bare Abel. There were two in the womb. She again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of his firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. He was angry.
Yeah.
Where does anger come from? It certainly doesn't come from the seed of Adam.
No.
It comes from the seed of the serpent, the one who destroyed the first world already. He was angry, and his countenance fell. He was a tiller of the ground. He brought grain. What did God do when they disobeyed and they sinned? Blood was shed. A grain offering is not going to do it. Should have taken his grain and done some trading with his brother and got himself a lamb. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why are you angry, Cain? And is your countenance fallen? Countenance fallen, deeply depressed and angry. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? Is there not forgiveness even for you? Every word. And if thou dost not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. You have the seed of the serpent, but you have two paths. You can choose which one you want to go on, but it's inside you. And if you choose that path, it will rule over you. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. We don't know anything about death at this time, but this creature, the seed of the serpent, is already angry and is already a murderer. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. He lies also. Amazing. Mm-hmm. How does this stuff get instantly into a brand new human being? You know, you don't have to teach children to lie. It comes naturally. Because we all have a little bit of the seed of the serpent in us. By God, when the children of Israel went into Canaan, do not mix with these people. There was a reason. Everybody says, oh, God is so mean. He's just going in there and wiping these people out for no reason. They just live in there and, you know, they're good people. No, they weren't. They were the seed of the serpent. Do not mix with them, and the Israelites did. We all got a little bit of it. That's why it's so hard to do what's right. Paul said, the things I love, I don't do. The things I hate, I find myself doing, because the sin which is in me rules me sometimes. And he says, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. Okay, you are cursed, buddy. You have murdered. You're cursed. When you put seeds in the ground, very little will come up. And you will be a vagabond. You will wander this planet. And listen to what Cain says very closely. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from the face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. Who are these other people that are going to find him? At this point in time, there's only supposed to be three, right? No, you remember the first two. He said, I created them male and female. I created them. And I said, go and replenish the earth. They're out there. There are thousands of them already. And Cain says, oh, no, don't do that. They'll know what I've done, and every one of them will want to kill me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. So God, along with the curse, sent him forth and put a warning out to the rest of the population. do not touch this man. He is going to live in his misery the rest of his days. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Now look exactly what happens here. And Cain knew his wife. Where did she come from, Jonathan?
Magically appeared. Yeah.
Oh, well, Pastor said that while Cain and Abel was growing up, that Adam and Eve had a whole bunch of female children, and they're growing up now, and Cain took one of his sisters. No, he didn't. He was sent forth. You see that? He's sent forth into the land. He says, no, don't send me out there. All them people are going to want to kill me. He took one for a wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, and he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. So he took a wife and built a city. Why do you need a city? I mean, if you go out with your wife into the wilderness, would you build a city or a cabin, Jonathan?
Yeah, definitely a cabin. I mean, to start with, at least until it became a city.
it'd be a city 100 years later,
that's
right?
What I'm saying, it would take quite a while to populate.
Yeah, yeah. No, he didn't go out and build a cabin.
Yeah.
He went out and built a city because people love to congregate together. There's a lot of people out there. This is one of the special ones, probably a little smarter than the rest. Goes out and builds a city. And unto Enoch was born Ered, and Ered beget Mahiel, Mahiel beget Methuselah, and Methuselah beget Lamech. Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zillah. And Adar bare Jabal. He was the father of such that dwell in tents, and of such that have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. Man, they got harps, organs,
yeah,
all sorts of things already.
Music.
It's amazing. It's... Zillah, she bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artifice in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Brass and iron. They're already making things out of brass and iron.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible? Because a bunch of angels rebelled in the last world. And they're here too.
Oh, yeah.
And they're teaching these things. So you got to read the book of Enoch. These angels come and teach these brand new humans all sorts of things. Technologies, you know. If things progress the way science said they progressed, you know, man slowly learns how to use tools, stone tools, and then wooden handles, and then metal tools, and then the wheel, and this. No. These people brought high-tech stuff to these folks. It takes a lot to make a brass ornament.
Yes.
And to work with iron. I mean, you have to make a special furnace to melt iron.
Let's say you got to have a kiln, you got to have your hand tools,
yes,
all kinds of stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
An air-fired furnace just to make iron. There's so much more between the lines. And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt. So he got in a fight with a fella and he killed him. The seed of the serpent is rampant. And you'll see this in how they take their wives, how quickly they begin to copulate and make children, multiple wives, and murders and lies. It's all right. It's the seed is burning them. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, surely Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. To Seth, to him also there was born a son, called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Okay, remember this here. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. The Bible's getting ready to say something very interesting coming up. So Adam's line is looking to God. Cain's line is murderers and all sorts of liars, murderers. They get into sex, multiple wives, immediately having children as soon as they're old enough. And you got to watch this in the lines of Adam. And it's interesting reading because you think, oh, and Adam begat and he begat her, and he begat. But you look at the, and then 150 years later, he begat a son, you know. But in Cain's line, no, 15, 20 years. There's so much here. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son. He was called his name Enos, and began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Adam's line is following God. Cain's line is not. Chapter 5, book of Genesis. David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible, WVFF 97.7. Glad you could be with us in God's Word, this amazing book. You got to look at every word, every phrase, over and over and over again. We're getting ready to see some interesting stuff here again. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Now watch this wording real carefully. Remember I told you, he said, Genesis 1, I made male and female. I created them and I told them to go and replenish the earth. Now watch what he says here about the Adamic line, his special ones that he created after the seventh day. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. One being called male and female, he created them and blessed them and called their name Adam. And what did he do shortly after that? He put Adam in a deep sleep. He removed the rib and he cloned a female from the same flesh. It was one called their name Adam. And Adam lived in the garden for we don't know how long before Eve was brought out of his body. In the day when they were created, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness. Why would the Bible say that? Because Cain wasn't his. This having babies things was new. Are they supposed to look like us? Well, obviously, Cain didn't. So when he has Seth, and I told you the Bible just said he had Seth, second child, and this chapter 5, verse 3, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness. Why would the Bible put that in there if it wasn't to show genealogy? This one actually belonged to him because Cain didn't. Abel did. When the serpent beguiled, sexually seduced Eve, she took it to her husband. There were two children in Eve's womb with two different fathers. And now, after his son was dead, when Abel was murdered by Cain, 130 years later, he has a son in his own likeness. The Bible had to specify that this one was his. He called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. What kind of man waits 105 years before he takes a wife and has children, Jonathan?
Yeah.
I mean, when I was 16, I was wanting a wife.
Yeah.
But the seed of the serpent is not in this line. And we're going to look at Cain's line here shortly, but the seed of the serpent is not in this line. Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. 90 years. That's a long time to wait to have a family. But the desire was not there, that burning desire that men have nowadays. It was not in this line in the beginning until they started to mix with the seed of the serpent, and they do almost immediately.
You see Adam, 130, the next, 105, and this one down to 90.
Yep, slowly, slowly, yes.
Yep.
Sin and disobedience in the world. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he had begat Canaan 850 years and begat sons and daughters. But some of them jump, go way back up.
Yeah, yeah.
I might be mistaken, but I think Moses was 500 years or something like
right.
that before he begat sons. But God said he was still perfect.
Right.
His bloodline was still perfect.
Right.
And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and beget Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he beget Mahalalel 840 years and beget sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. Mahalalel lived 65 years and beget Jared. Still a long time to wait to have a family. So you got to understand, these guys lived 900 years. But still, you would think, with what I know as being a man, I couldn't do it. But they didn't have that burning desire inside them, because they were still relatively pure. Sure, they disobeyed God, and they were on the outs, but not like we are polluted today. Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 160 and 2 years, and he begat Enos. So that one there jumped way back up.
Yep.
162 years before taking a wife and having a family. Absolutely amazing. You know, the bloodlines are still relatively pure, but then we also see the spirit man. Some are stronger than others. And Jared lived after he had beget Enoch 800 years and beget sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 960 and 2 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and beget Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he beget Methuselah 300 years and beget sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 360 and 5 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. A man too good to be here. He held it together. A heart after God. You know, we're going to see a covenant come up when God meets Abraham. He says, follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. That's all I ask. Enoch followed God with all his heart. God seen where this world was headed. You know, this Adamic line is trying to hold it together. But the line of Cain, with the technology that was given by the angels, this world is rapidly developing. And it's not good. Debauchery and idol worship and just horrible, horrible things are going on. Methuselah lived 187 years and beget Lamech. So there's another one, 187 years. And Methuselah lived after he beget Lamech 780 and 2 years and beget sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 960 and 9 years, and he died, the oldest one of all of them. Lamech lived 180 and 2 years and begat his son. And he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. This one is going to make a difference. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 590 and 5 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 770 and 7 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And there's something special about Noah. As you go to some of the other readings, Book of Enoch and the Book of Jubilees, some other stuff out there. Noah wasn't just a child. God said his line is perfect. But when he was born, his father was afraid of him. He said he has the countenance like the Son of God. And he grew up to be powerful. Even as much to be as a giant. How in the world do you think he lifted those logs weighing tons to build this ark? God always provides the right person for the job. God seen the writing on the wall. He knew what was going to happen. He knew this earth was heading the same place the last one had hit. It's been a fast ride today. I've shown you. I've said some things that you've never heard before, but I've shown you in this book exactly how it's written and exactly why it says what it says. There were two accounts of creation. God made male and female. He said, go and replenish the earth, because this was at least the second time. That ties all science to this book, because yes, this earth is millions of years old, and those fossils are millions of years old, but this time around, we've only been here less than 10,000 years. So, I mean, that ties it all together. But those two he created, go and replenish the earth, and then he created the Adamic line to mind his garden. It's all in there, folks. But religion doesn't want you to understand it. Oh, we can't think of Eve like that. Two children in her womb with two different fathers, that makes her a bad word. Mm-hmm. No, she was innocent. She didn't know anything about it. The only one to blame there is the serpent and Adam and Eve for disobeying. That's it. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to show you, there's only one sin in this Bible. It's disobedience to God under many other names. Been a pleasure with you here today on 97.7 WVFF with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines. And you can catch all of our episodes on WVFFradio.com. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.